We're doing in Yaakov, and we're in the middle of a discussion of this concept that we have a responsibility to rebuke people if they're going to listen to us. The key point here is if they're going to listen to us, if there's room for us to talk. The Talmud had said that in Shemayim, Hashem never says something positive and takes it back, except for once. And the one exception was in the prophet Yechezkel, in Ezekiel. So the Navi describes how Hashem tells Yechezkel, take a look at what all the disgusting things that are happening in the temple. And then the Navi describes how Hashem calls in an angel and tells the angel, take your pen and make a note on the people who are sad over all the disgusting things that are happening in Jerusalem. And initially, it seems like the angel is instructed to make a mark so that those people would live, even though Hashem is going to punish all the people for their disgusting behavior. And then Hashem says, start with punishing the elders. And so the Talmud described that what happened was, initially, the decree in heaven was for punish everyone else, but protect the people who are innocent, who are pained by the behavior of the people in Jerusalem. And then Hashem said, the heavenly court came up and said, why should these live and these die? And Hashem said, these are completely pious and these are completely wicked. And then Midat Adin said, they could have protested. They're not completely pious. And Hashem said, I know that if they would have protested, it would have been to no avail. And then Midat Adin said, you know, but do they know? And then Hashem concedes. Hashem says, you're right. In fact, they are not absolved of their responsibility. They are the leaders of the people. And even though they're very bothered by what's going on, but they cannot be certain that the people would not heed their warning. And so they should have spoken up. And as such, Hashem says, you're right. They will be punished. We will see later on, the Talmud will say, the sign that was put on their forehead, the angel made a note, the letter Tuf. And the Gemara is going to discuss what that letter represents. So this is the example of when Hashem said something positive should happen. The elders should be spared. And then Hashem says, actually, they are held accountable. So this is the concept we've been studying, that people can be held accountable when they have the responsibility to speak up. And here the Gemara extends it to when they have reason to suspect that they might be listened to. You never know. So we're continuing on page Chaf Gimel. It says, "Umimikdashi tachelu." You'll begin with my temple. And Tani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef taught, "Al tikrei mimikdashi ela mimkudashai." The verse doesn't mean start from my temple, but rather start from my sanctified ones. אלו בני אדם שמקיימים את התורה כולה מאלף ועד תף. These are people who observed the Torah from beginning to finish, and yet they were punished when Hashem was punishing Jerusalem, because they should have spoken up and they didn't. It's a tough thing, right? ומיד, right away the Navi tells us. והנה שישה אנשים באים מדרך שער העליון. The Navi saw six men approach from the upper gate. Asher mofne tzafona, the gate that's facing north. Ve'ish kleima patzo biyado, and each person had his destructive instrument in his hand. Ve'ish echad betocham lavush abadim, and one man was in their midst. He was wearing the special cloak. Ve'keset asofer b'motnav, and he had the pen, the quill of a scribe in his belt. And they all stood there by the altar of copper. Mizbach Nechoshet Mihavah. The Talmud says, wait a second, the copper altar wasn't around. King Solomon put it away, and he built a new altar made of a huge altar, 32 amos wide. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hatchilu mimakom shomrim shira lefanai. So the Talmud says the term Mizbach Nechoshet is a reference to the vessels of copper that are used to give song with the sacrifices. It doesn't literally mean the copper altar. You're right, there was no copper altar. Umaninu shisha anashim. The Talmud asks, who are these six people? Answers the Talmud, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said there are six angels, and each angel has a different name. One is called Ketzef, wrath. The second one is called Af, anger. The third one is called Chema, burning anger. Mashchit, destructiveness. Mashber, breaking. And Mechaleh, consuming. Those are the six names. They represent what these six angels do. Umayshnataf. So the Talmud now asks, why did the angel put a sign of the letter Taf on each person's forehead? Amar Rav, Rav explained, Tav, the letter Tav stands for Techayeh, it will give life, and Tav could also mean Tamut, it will give death. And so the letter has dual meaning, and that's why that's the sign that was upon them. Initially it represented they will live, and ultimately it represented they will die. V'Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel said, why did they have the letter Tav? To tell us, Tamas Chutavot. That at that juncture in Jewish history, we had used up all the merits of the patriarchs. So Shmuel says, even though we have merits, we had merits of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we used them up, and the letter Taf that was placed on the elders was to represent that. So here we have an important Tosfos. Tosfos says, if we read the Torah describes that after the Jews will be punished, Hashem will take them back to the land of Israel, and He will remember His covenant with Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. So if we finished our merits, what does that mean? So Tosfos says that there are two concepts. There's Brit Avot, the covenant with the patriarchs, and there's Chut Avot, the merits of the patriarchs. So the merits we might have used up, but the covenant is still around. The question here is: do the other rabbis in the Talmud here disagree with Shmuel? Now we say in Shmona Esrei, and we say in prayer over and over again, Hashem should remember the patriarchs. What are we saying? Remember what? If we used up the merits, Tosfos suggests that maybe for the wicked, the merits are used up, and not for the pious. Okay, Rav Yochanan amar tachon zchut avot. Rav Yochanan said they were given the letter taf, which represents the word tachon. They should have compassion. Hashem should have compassion over them because of the merits of the patriarchs. Tosfos, by the way, brings an opinion in the Medrash that says the patriarchs' merits is around forever, and that's why we always mention it. But again, Tosfos brings a few interpretations. Could be that what we're mentioning is the covenant and not the merits. Reish Lakish amar, Taf sof chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The letter Taf is the conclusion of Hashem's signature. Damar Rabbi Chanina chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emet. Rabbi Chanina says Hashem's sign, when Hashem signs, he signs with the word emet. You guys know why emet is Hashem's signature? Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, Taf is the last letter, Mem is the middle letter. And the truth is that the word truth is a big word. In science, we have a lot of questions about what is really truth. Can we really, really have things that are truth and provable as truths? Hashem is true. Hashem is, that's a term that's His. Okay, so that's Hashem's signature. Where do we find this? You guys know the Medrash about Baruch Shamar. Every morning we say Baruch Shamar. So the Medrash says that the men of the Great Assembly were convened and a note fell down from heaven. And on that note it said, Baruch Shamar, signed Emet. It also says, there's another example where the Talmud says a note came down from heaven signed Emet. So we have examples where notes come from heaven and they're signed Emet. So that's Hashem's signature. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani amar, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani amar, Elu bnei adam shekiimu et haTorah kulam alef ataf. The letter Taf represented that they kept the Torah from beginning to end. That's why they had the letter Taf. So the Talmud says, when have the merits of the forefathers concluded? The fact that the Gemara expands in conversation about this indicates that that's the Gemara's opinion, that the merits of the forefathers are over. We speak about the covenant of the forefathers, like Tosus' first shot. Or maybe if we're pious, we can have their merits. We can speak about their merits. But the Gemara seems to say it's finished, because the Gemara asks, when is it finished? So the Gemara seems to be assuming it's done. Amar Rav mimot Hoshea ben Be'eri. Rav says, from the days of Hoshea ben Be'eri. Shenemar, as the verse says, Agale et navluta le'enei me'aveh ve'ish lo yatzinena miyadi. I will reveal her shame in front of her lovers. Hashem is speaking about the Jewish people. And no man will save her from me. Who is that man? No man, meaning not Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. They are the man Hashem is speaking about. No man will save her from me. Hashem says, when I come to destroy the temple, no man, meaning none of the patriarchs, can save the Jewish people after all that they've done. So that seems to indicate we've used up the merits. Shmuel amar mimei Chazael. Shmuel says, from the days of the king Chazal, as the verse says, v'chazel melech Aram, lachatz et Yisrael kol yimei Yoachaz. And the verse says, "Vayichan Hashem otam vayrachamim veifne Elokim neman brito et Avraham Yitzchak veYaakov lavash chitam velo shlicham al panav adata." The verse says, till that point, Hashem remembered His covenant with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and wouldn't exile them. So it sounds like till that point, but at that point it's done. Rabbi Shua ben Levi amar mimei Eliyahu. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, from the days of Eliyahu, as the verse says, "Vayibalot amincha veigash Eliyahu anavi veyomer Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak veYisrael hayom yivada." Eliyahu says, today it will be known that you are the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, indicating like today is the last day. Today is the last time we can use those merits, Eliyahu is saying. So we have different verses that indicate that there was a last time. Rabbi Yochanan says, from the days of Chizkiyahu, because the verse says, L'marbe Yisrael Shalom and Ketzak Sed Vidvan Mamlachto, Matam Ve'adolam Kinat Hashem Tzkot Ta'aseh Zot, and I don't know how he infers it from that pasuk, then in those days it was over. Okay, the next topic which we'll discuss next week is, does anyone die without sin? Is there anyone that's so perfect? That's the next topic in the Gemara. So what we learned today, we learned about the Taf, the letter Taf, what it represents. We learned about six angels that have different names of destruction. We learned that the elders were punished, and this is the one example of where Hashem says something for good and takes it back. We learned that the letter Taf can represent the conclusion of the merits of the patriarch, Tamas Chut Avot. We learned the Tosfos, that even if the merits are over, it could be the covenant is not over. It could be it's only over for the wicked, but not for the pious. And we concluded with a discussion of which generation, when was it all used up? And the Gemara seems to side with the opinion that it's all used up.